Farmer groups have lauded the Minister Designate for Agriculture, Dr. Owusu Efiekoto, for affirming government's commitment to partner the private sector to drive agriculture modernization to create jobs for the people. Speaking on behalf of the Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, the President, Philip Abayori, said the Minister Designate has been proactive by liaising with South African, Brazilian, and the U.S. private investors to provide support for the One Dam, One Village agenda. Mr. Bayori spoke to George Ankra.
Partnerships are very important, and you know, agricultural technology is very vast. We, over the years, have relied on open cast irrigation systems. Irrigation technology has now been developed. We have the tube system, we have the sprinkler system, and we have the central pivot system. And we need to develop irrigation in a more sustainable manner. For that reason, we need to use appropriate technology to be able to upscale. So these countries mentioned also countries that are fully developed when it comes to irrigation, and I think it is very good news for us to hear that this relationship is developing. When it comes to irrigation, you do not only have dam creeks, but you can also tap underground water. You can even use water basins directly to tap the water and then irrigate. So we hope that this will come into fruition as soon as possible to be able to mitigate climate change, which has come to play today in our agricultural endeavor. We are not very sure when the rains come, when they come, they are irrigated. In terms of assisting farmers to till their land, agriculture is broad-based. We should not only be focusing on production, though that is the base. We are looking at ensuring that we have adequate seeds and quality seeds for the farmers to be able to plant. So we need to have that industry growing. We need to also have agricultural service-led agricultural mechanization also growing. We need to also have service the farmers in input delivery and also technical support. So there is an enormous task ahead of us. And all we can do is to make sure that we have the private sector, which has most of the knowledge and also have the resources, partner the state, especially the agricultural ministry, to be able to see this rapid development in agricultural transformation.
On ways to prevent or stop the smuggling of subsidized fertilizer and agrochemicals to neighboring countries, Mr. Abayori said government needs to stop subsidizing such products and also label the chemicals in order to discourage smuggling of agrochemicals.
It's only in South Africa, Ghana, that government subsidize products, the benefit of people who are not supposed to enjoy the subsidy. And that has been a very difficult situation. A subsidized product is identified and labeled, not for sale, or even if it's for sale, it is written if it's subsidized by the government of Ghana, with either the coat of arms or the flag of that particular country. So for that reason, we want that particular subsidized product to be used judiciously to the benefit of those that you have subsidized. Now today, if you talk about the subsidized fertilizer that is smuggled, the same company, the same brand that is being subsidized, what is the open market? How will I identify what is subsidized in the first place? So for us to be able to curtail smuggling and misapplication of the subsidy, that big time we keep on rolling out and doling out huge sums of money, about $80 million and above. The government must seek, or the Minister of Food and Agriculture, value for money. First of all, ensure that the subsidy is targeted to those that deserve to get. In that case, the bags that are used to contain subsidized fertilizer are marked specifically, different from the ones that are in the open market that are subsidized by the government of Ghana or the Minister of Food and Agriculture. That is it. And then that the color even of that fertilizer should be different from the one that is sold in the open market. Why should we do this? If we can put so much money to subsidize the product that we have no control of, why can't we put some small money to identify it so that we, the beneficiary, will police the subsidy to our benefit? In actual fact, currently, when you go into a shop and say, I'm looking for subsidized fertilizer, they will tell you that it is finished. Why? You cannot challenge, because the same fertilizer which is subsidized is the one in the market. So how do you know the one that is subsidized? So this is what we need to do. Identify subsidized products that the government has put in its money for public good so that we know them.
Mr. Abayori also suggested the need for government to properly engage farmer-based organizations on technical and practical grounds in order to maintain the direction of growth in the sector.
And agriculture is a business. It's now not more for mere subsistence. And we know that 35% of our growers are very weak, do not have capacity and power to even purchase agricultural inputs or even be able to transform themselves to a particular situation that they will increase their income. So my advice is that we should target the subsidy to those vulnerable. And we as farmer-based organizations or agricultural private sector-led teams that we have, current and leaders of the sector, should be engaged to ensure that we can provide these services to the farm. But I think that, ironically, we should be able to have the state taking care of the vulnerable who are 35% and create a system that allows the medium to large-scale farmers to be able to do their business. Because we cannot hope that government can have enough money to subsidize everybody. But what will happen is that the medium-scale farmers and large-scale farmers should even be allowed to open up the system to import some of the inputs that they need, remove the taxes from some of the inputs, and ensure that they can do their business. Now, our growers allow the smallholder farmers to be able to get the support through we, the farmers that we have in place, the leaders of the groups that are involved. So that we cannot say that farmer-based organizations should be offering technical services. We need to have independent technical people who have agricultural machinery and also the know-how to provide the service smallholders, so that under the farmer-based organizations, they identify the stakeholders, support the service provider to be able to provide that service.
You heard the president of the Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayori, in an interview with George.